Our scripture readings today are from Deuteronomy 31:8 and Matthew 28:20. Deuteronomy, the Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Matthew 28:20, in teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age.
Lord, we do thank you. We ask that you would speak through me today and bless those who are listening by podcast. We pray once again that you would bless them, God, as we share this sermon, that it would be a blessing to them. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. I give honor to each one of you today. Thank God for who he is. I thank him again for what he does, how he takes care of us and how he thinks about us and just how he loves us. I'm so thankful that he's a loving God, that he loves us. And my topic today kind of goes along with that. He'll never forget about us. That's what I want to talk about. He will never forget about you. You know, sometimes it feels like it. Sometimes you go through things and it seems like it just never stops. But he's aware and he never forgets about us. And so this, actually since January, I've been hearing this scripture and feeling this scripture because it seems like literally all hell is breaking loose. It feels like sometimes you turn on TV, it's chaos and craziness going on. And you look, you know, we were watching our local news and it just seemed like it was one thing after another. And I was like, oh my goodness, it's kind of crazy, you know? And I said, God, don't forget us in here with all of this going on. You promised you'd never leave us. You promised you'd never forsake us. And so that's kind of where I want to come from today. I just want to really encourage your heart today. He just kind of started giving me these scriptures. There's one in particular that I'll read here in just a bit. But just to encourage you today to know that he keeps his promises. And his promise is that he will never leave you. He will never forsake you. No matter what everything looks like, no matter all the chaos we see in the world, we get anxious. We get, you know, a little nervous about what's going to happen next. And are we in the last days? And truly, I believe we are. But he's not going to leave us. He promised that he wouldn't leave us. And he is a God who keeps his promises. And so my first scripture today is from Deuteronomy. And it's 31:6-8. And it says, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Then Moses summoned Joshua and said to him in the presence of all Israel, be strong and courageous, for you must go with this people into the land that the Lord swore to their ancestors to give them, and you must divide it among them as their inheritance. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. And that's just here we find this is where Moses is getting ready to hand over, you know, kind of hand over the Israelites to Joshua to go on into the promised land, which would be kind of terrifying. You know, if you think about it, he's getting ready to get this really big responsibility of taking on the people of Israel. But God wants him to know, I'm not going to leave you. And so first he says it. I thought it was really cool how he had to use two verses here to say the same thing. I will not leave you. I will not forsake you. Sometimes we have to hear it. We have to hear it a few times, you know, to really buy into it. It's like, it still feels like, oh gosh, everything is going on. I could imagine Joshua thinking, oh man, I got to take this over. I got to leave these people who were, you know, pretty disobedient at times. I got to do it now. Oh, I could feel him, you know, thinking that. And so God first told Moses, I will not leave you. I will not forsake you. Now tell Joshua, I will not leave you. I will not forsake you. Don't be discouraged. I'm going to walk with you. I'm a God who keeps my promises. This is my plan for you. And so that's what I just want to start today with, just encouraging you, just how he had to encourage Joshua. There are things that we may feel God is calling us to do, or we're just looking at the climate in the world today. Know that he won't, don't be discouraged. Don't be discouraged. Hang on to that hope that he will not leave us. He is going to be with us until the very end is what his word says. He won't leave us. He won't forsake us. He will not forget about you. It may feel like it sometimes. Sometimes I can imagine, and I have in my life, felt like, God, did you forget me? Did you forget what you promised? I'm still here. Have you ever been? I'm still here, God. Don't forget that I'm still here. He never forgets us. He never forgets his promise that he's made to us. He will not leave us. He will not forsake us. He's going to be just like he was with Joshua. Joshua had to take on that mantle. He had to take on that mantle. And God did not forget him. He did just what he promised, even though it didn't always look like it. At the time when he was seeing, it didn't look like it. But God didn't leave him. He didn't forsake him. He was there with him, and he's there with you. Whatever you're going through, know that he's not going to leave you, and he will not forsake you. He's going to hang right in there with you. He's going to give you encouragement. He's going to send someone to speak into your life. He's going to provide what you need. That's what our God does. He loves us, which is so cool to know. That when no one else loves us, when we don't even love ourselves, he loves us more than we ever could. So you can hold on to that and know that when you're feeling shaky, when you're feeling anxious, when you're feeling stressed, when you're feeling discouraged, God is right there with you. He won't forget you. He will not forget about you. People forget about us. Don't they? I'm going to be with you. Tell them, I'm going to be with you. I'm going to walk with you. You get a call that morning. Sorry, I can't make it. But God never does that. He never leaves us. And it made me think about, before I go into my next story, it made me think about Joseph, because I've been talking about Joseph, I think, most of this month. When he was in prison, and he interpreted the dreams of the two, the cup holder, I believe, and the baker. And, I'm like, I thought someone was, thought I was getting some call and response here. Like, amen. But anyway, when he interpreted that, their dreams, and one they killed and the other went back to the king. And he said, when I get to the king, I'm going to tell him, or to Pharaoh, I'm going to tell him all about you. I'm going to tell him that you're there. He went in, and then it was still a few more years before Joseph was out. He didn't remember him. He forgot all about him. But God did not forget about Joseph. Did he? The dreams that he gave him when he was a kid, those dreams that he shared and that got him thrown into the pit, that got him, you know, we talked about this the last couple of weeks. Those dreams, God still brought him to pass. He didn't forget about Joseph, although the cupbearer or the baker did. And he left him there another couple of years before he shared that Joseph was there in prison. God never forgot about him. And we can hold on to that, that even though sometimes, like I said, people fail us, but God will not. He will not fail you. And so that's what brought me to this scripture that I'm going to read next. I have been thinking about this scripture all year. It's the story of Sodom and when God was going to destroy Sodom. And Lot and his family were still there. And so Abraham had to go to God and say, please, will you spare my family, or will you spare, if there's so many righteous, and I'm going to read it, but if there's so many righteous, will you spare the town? Surely you wouldn't destroy your people if they're in this town, is what Abraham is saying to God. And that's the conversation that they're having. But God is so good. He's like, no, I won't destroy the town if you can find me that many righteous, you know. So let's read it, and then I'll talk a little more about it afterwards. But it's from Genesis 18:23-32. So it's a little longer, but hang in there with me. Then Abraham approached him and said, will you sweep away the righteous with the wicked? What if there are 50 righteous people in the city? Will you really sweep it away and not spare the place for the sake of the 50 righteous people? Far be it from you to do such a thing, to kill the righteous with the wicked, treating the righteous and the wicked alike. Far be it from you. Will not the judge of all the earth do right? The Lord said, if I find 50 righteous people in the city of Sodom, I will spare the whole place for their sake. Then Abraham spoke up again. Now that I have been so bold as to speak to the Lord, though I am nothing but dust and ashes, what if the number of the righteous is 5 less than 50? Will you destroy the whole city for lack of 5 people? If I find 45 there, he said, I will not destroy it. Once again, he spoke to him. What if only 40 are found there? Because he's like, we're running out of righteous people. We're not finding them. He said, what if only 40? He said, I will not do it. Then he said, may the Lord not be angry, but let me speak. What if only 30 can be found there? He answered, I will not do it if I find 30 there. Abraham said, now that I have been so bold as to speak to the Lord, what if only 20 can be found there? He said, for the sake of 20, I will not destroy it. Then he said, may the Lord not be angry, but let me speak just once more. What if only 10 can be found there? He answered, for the sake of 10, I will not destroy it. And the reason this stuck with me is because, you know, we're watching a lot of chaos and stuff going on. And I said, God, you said you wouldn't leave your people. You won't leave your people in chaos. You'll take care of us no matter what it looks like, no matter what the world is doing. You promised you would keep us. You would be our, you'd be our God. You'd never leave us. You'd never forsake us. And so I just, this scripture just kept coming to me because they went down to 10. And then if you know the story, the only people were saved, but God was faithful and he did it. The only people who were righteous was Lot and his family. So it was about 4 of them by the end. That's who he ended up saving and rescuing. But I want to encourage you that he did rescue his people. He did. And so we're his people. We're the righteous. We're his people. So no matter what's going on, he's going to take care of us. You know, so that just always encouraged me that it was like, he couldn't find many, but he still saved his people, which is what the word said, the righteous, which were the people who trust in him and in believing in him, which is who we are. That's us. So no matter what this world is showing us, no matter what it's looking like, no matter what's going on in your life or in this world, in our country, in our world, literally, God's got you. He promised he would not leave us. He would not forsake us. And I keep saying this scripture because I found it in three different scriptures. I think it was important to him. I found it throughout the word. That was the Old Testament. I'm going to read it for you again in the New Testament in just a minute. But he wants us to know he will not leave us. He will not forsake you. Put your trust in him. That's why I picked that song, Trust and Obey. There's no better way. I really like that song because that's it. We have to trust him and know that he won't leave us. He won't let us down. He won't forget about us. God will not forget about you. No matter what picture the enemy might paint for you, that he's forgotten you, he's left you, he's not for you. You know, have you ever had to hear that self-talk, that negative self-talk when it says, you're not going to make it. God's God is not. He's laughing at you. He's laughing at you. You're putting your trust in him. He's not thinking about you. No, that's not what his word says. He says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. He will not forget about you. He will not forget about us. We're his people. If he didn't forget about Lot and his family in that time of just chaos, the city was wicked is what the word said. It was a wicked city and he wanted to destroy it, but he didn't. Take Lot and his family. They were the righteous that he found. He kept them. So no matter what our world looks like, he's going to keep us. And that's what I really just want to encourage you, because some days I will watch the news and be like, oh God. And you know, and I have to just turn it off. I can't watch it anymore. But I know. And then I just go, God, you promised you wouldn't leave us. You wouldn't leave us here in this. You wouldn't forsake us. You wouldn't allow us to have to go through what it looks like, the craziness that's going on. So I want to encourage you today to put your trust in him and know he will not. Keep that. When the enemy tries to tell you you're not going to make it, nope, God said he won't leave me. He will not forget me. Forget about me. I am. He's got me right in the palm of his hand. And he's working on me and he's working on my situation. Sometimes some things take longer than others. It just does in time, you know. It takes longer for something. Some answers you get right away. Have you ever just prayed and looked up? Oh, there it is. And then others, years later, you're still waiting for him to come through, but he comes through. And so just keep that faith and that hope and trust and obey, knowing that he's not going to leave us, nor will he forsake us. My next scripture tells us just that again. And we're over in the New Testament this time. So I tried to find both Testaments to just show you he's not going to leave you. He will not forget about you. Hebrews 13:5, it says, keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God said, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. So just keep your heart pure. You know, I talked about that last week. I think we talked about forgiveness. I think that was last week. You guys have to help me. But we talked about forgiveness. Keep our hearts pure. That's all he's saying. That's really what he's asking, that we keep our hearts pure. Not walk in forgiveness, not walk in anger. You know, when you feel it, work it out. Work it out with him. Ask him, God, clean my heart. Create in me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit in me. Help me to walk in you. That's what he's telling us. And he'll never leave us and never forsake us. Isn't that a wonderful thing to think about? To know you can go to sleep at night knowing he's not going to leave me. You can sleep in peace. You can rest knowing that he's not going to leave me. He's not going to forsake me. All right. Did it again, guys. I'm a little over time, but I want to get this point across. Matthew 28:20, it says, "And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." To the very end of the age. He's with us. He will not forget you. He will not forsake you. He will not leave you. He is with us until the very end of the age. That's just like, it just gives me peace. You know, just hearing it, actually hearing it come out of my own mouth, it's giving me peace to know he's not going to leave us. He's going to be with us until the very end of the age. And that's why I included that one. That means from birth till death, he is going to be with us. He will not leave us. He will not forsake us. He will not let us go. He's going to fight for you. I mean, we know God, he's our God. He loves us more than we can love ourselves. And that's something to think about, because, you know, so many of us, we do love ourselves, but he loves us more. That's amazing. That is amazing to me. So I'm late. I can see my time. I could keep going. I was thinking of last week and I just chuckled because I said, oh, I'm going to let you guys out early because of the weather. And we were like the exact same time. I couldn't help it. I can't help it when I talk about God. He's so good. So I'm going to pray. And I'm going to be done. I'm going to be done. But I want you to just hold that in your heart this week. Hold that in your heart. He will not leave me. Let that be your mantra. You will not leave me. You will not forsake me. You are with me always. Let that be your mantra this week. As we're heading into our holy week, you know, our next week is Palm Sunday and then Easter. So just kind of keep that in your spirit this week. And Lord, we thank you. We thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace and your love for us. And we thank you, God. You will not leave us. You will not forsake us, God. We thank you, God, that you will not forget about us. God, we give you praise, honor, and glory for all of those on our prayer list today. We ask that you would still, God, we pray again, bless and meet them, each one, at their very point of need, face by face, person by person. We thank you. And again, here for those here in the sanctuary today, meet them today, God. Face by face, person by person, you know exactly what they need. And we thank you for it. We give you all of the praise, the honor, and glory today. You're so worthy. Such a wonderful God. We love you. We love you, God. And we lift your name on high today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.